Spend a couple hundred dollars.
Open the Senate Revenue Committee. We are the order that we're going to hear bills today. SJR 13 would be first. House Bill 2186 second. House Bill 2535 third. House
and
Bill 23.
Who's batting cleanup, Mr. Chair?
79 is batting cleanup. And then to pull in the first four will be House Bill 2380. So with that,
the dean's here now.
The dean is here. His bill's up
first.
Mr.
Chairman, can I speak with you for a second?
Yes.
Before you call us into action.
Hey, Ron.
All right, let's take a hand count. We don't want to see disconnect us. We're not ready to have it tonight. Our very ways are hanging on the surface of this.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you with these people?
You guys tell me what you want to do. I'm just after go raise another $100 million somewhere.
How much money is this? 92 million.
Raise it somewhere else.
You want to do
Right?
Is that your smile? No one. I think. Glenn, you're gonna vote no.
Well, this is
not. And I'm not.
Well, hold on.
These guys need to figure out how to give us some state. Hold on a second.
Or, you know.
No.
Don't that. Wait, because they're gonna say, and if you leave,
this is a no-brainer.
But you should wait. So reach us down and then we're going to cross line.
We are going to recess the Senate Revenue Committee for 15 minutes. Our agenda is changing a little bit, and so we're going to recess until 1:20. We're going to come back from our very efficient and purposeful recess. And so it looks like today's agenda has been narrowed a little bit for us. It is now going to be House Bill 2535, 2379, and House Bill 2380. So if you're here on the other bills.
It is Jerry 13.
I don't think we have the votes.
Oh, really? Okay.
On that bill.
Okay.
There's only three of us. So we'll do those three.
Charlie's not on there? Okay.
So we're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2535. Mazin, we had this bill, what, a couple of days ago?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and due to an oversight, we put it as a work session. So this is 2535. It's a bill that basically extends a sunset date. It extends it by 10 years for the exemption of low-income housing. Those sunsets come in effect in July 1st, 2004. The extension puts it 10 years ahead. And this program, Mr. Chair, is also one of the programs that are evaluated by the tax expenditure report. We do from the Department of Revenue. We have revenue impact on this due to the reactivated program. If the program were not to be reactivated, the amounts that would be returned, if you will, to the district are about $2.25 million in the 2003-2005 biennium, and that's because only one fiscal year of the biennium will be included by this extension, as the fiscal year 2004 is already in the law as we are today. Then about 4.7 in the 2005-2007 biennium.
Thank you, John. Here you are. Good to have you back. Hopefully we can move you along this afternoon since we couldn't last week.
Hopefully we can. Chair Deckert, members of the committee, my name is John Blatt. I'm with the Association of Oregon Community Development Organizations. I represent about 100 nonprofit, I represent about 50 nonprofit developers and about 50 other organizations that support affordable housing development. This is a very simple bill. It simply extends a sunset on an existing local option property tax exemption for nonprofit-owned housing. By my survey, we have about 117 projects around the state that are using this exemption. And this does not create a new exemption. This just gives local government the option on a case-by-case basis to exempt housing that's owned by nonprofits from property taxes. So,
great. Thank you. Questions for Mr. Blatt?
Great. Thank you.
She has survived. That's in a row.
We're ready to go to work session.
I think we are. Close public hearing, open work session on House Bill 2535.
Mr. Chairman, I would move House Bill 2535. Is there any amendments? Yeah.
Okay,
I would move House Bill 2535 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Hannon has moved House Bill 2535 to the floor with a due pass discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Mr. Hannon, would you mind?
No, that's fine.
Good bill.
You can use my Husqvarna. I've got a Husqvarna that I built my house with. It still runs.
Three bulls. Open public hearing on House Bill 2379. We heard this bill last week. And Mazen, where are we at with this now?
Mr. Chair, the last time we've heard the bill, there was an introduction of two amendments. And at the time we heard it, the thinking of the committee was to combine these amendments, the dash 2 and dash 3, into a combined one. We have done that. However, it also got adjusted a little bit. So the final latest copy of amendments, if you will, is the dash 5 at this time. And what the dash 5 does, it introduces the concept of the non-discrimination in housing. It specifies the what is known as officially neutral policy, and that is cannot be used to disadvantage one group over another group. The amendment also introduces new set of penalties. Those penalties would be imposed by the Commissioner of Labor and Industry for violation and discrimination in housing practices. The courts are also been given a definition at this time of what is a crime, housing intimidation crime, and two maximum penalties are introduced at the level of $50,000 and $100,000, depending on the repetition. Again, on the penalties that are given the authority to the Commissioner of Labor and Industry, has three levels of penalties. It starts at $10,000 for the first offense, and then $25,000 if the two offenses occurred within 5 years, and a $50,000 if they have reoccurrence within 7 years. In that, the those offenses or the money coming out of these decisions by the body commissioner will, for the most part, be used to defray the costs of this process, and whatever is left as net of these offenses would go to the common school fund. As a comes into play, it's probably not going to save the Common School Fund from all the reductions that have been going. We've estimate of about $400 in a biennial sense.
Great.
That last thing, Mr. Chair, is because of all these, there is, in addition to the previous fiscal
There's probably a slight fiscal in the costs of the processing, the costs of the program. Those will, as I mentioned before, be defrayed by the penalties that are introduced in the amendments.
Thank you, Mazin. We've already heard this bill last week. Mr. Nebo, you got your amendments in. The Commissioner of Labor got his in. Are we ready to go to work session?
Yeah, are we talking dash 4 or dash 5? Madison, were you talking dash 5?
So number one, the dash 5s are exactly the dash 4 with a few adjustments on some language. So the dash 5 are the latest, if you will, of the
confirmation. Okay, all right. So we're moving the dash 5?
As soon as we click into work session.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Close public hearing on House Bill 2379. Open a work session on House Bill 2379.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2379.
Senator Hannon has moved the dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2379. Any discussion? Objections? So ordered. Senator Hannon.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to give you a courtesy vote to move this out, but my problem is I have a problem with civil penalties, and I'll be a no vote on the floor of the Senate, probably the only no vote, but for 29 years I've never supported civil penalties, so I don't want to mess my record up.
Was this something in your childhood? Or?
I had a demented childhood, and it taught me civil penalties. You're guilty before you're proven innocent.
I see. You are demented.
Right.
Thank you. Appreciate
but I'll go ahead and move it out
move
for
it
you.
So far. Okay. And so the sponsors should know that Senator Hannon has given a courtesy and might want to check in with others on the floor to make sure have the votes out there. Tara, can you please call the roll on House Bill 2379?
Ms. Corcoran?
Aye.
Hannon?
Aye.
Aye.
Is an aye. Motion carries.
No, I'm trying to Senator Hannon to carry that.
No. I have to wear my T-shirt.
Senator Corcoran, would you?
Oh, I love civil penalties. They kind of get me excited.
I know they do.
And with that, I think our business is done for the day. So we're not going to work on 2380. We got 2 out of 5 done. That's 40% this afternoon. And Senate revenue is
We're shooting basketball.